Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
We've had a lot of change on this show. I mean, one big change where we replaced McLovin with Marvin, and that's an upgrade. I think we'd all agree. Times change. Things change. But there's one thing that doesn't change, the great taste of Miller Lite. It tastes like beer. How about that? That's why I reach for a Miller Lite. And you should too. Yeah, how about that segue there? Times change, but you can always count on the great taste of Miller Lite. It tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Patrick or you can find it pretty much anywhere that sells beer. And as always, celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories, 3.2 carbs per 12 ounces.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
You are listening to the Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
Last night, Golden State took down the Mavericks. So that's 6 NBA finals in the last 8 years. And Golden State has great players. But they also have a great front office. As we talked about yesterday, there's a lot of homegrown talent here. Keep in mind, back in 2020, the Warriors had the worst record in the NBA. You had Steph Curry and Klay Thompson injured. Still learning to play without Kevin Durant. But the front office continued to make moves in order to put them in this position. They signed and then traded D'Angelo Russell for Andrew Wiggins in a first-round pick. Wiggins has turned into a solid contributor. Then they used that pick on a promising forward, Jonathan Kuminga. Then there's Jordan Poole. Warriors selected the Michigan guard in 2019, and he's averaging just over 18 points per game in the postseason. And he's become an integral part of the Warriors' success. You need players to win championships, but you also need a very good front office. And that front office for Golden State deserves a victory lap. So does the Boston Celtics front office. Remember, you had Brad Stevens who said, I'm not going to coach anymore. And I went, wait, he's not coaching it? He wants to go into the front office. He's going to replace Danny Ainge. And I went, He's too young to be going into the front office after coaching. They have homegrown talent as well. They've done a great job. They started out slow. Then all of a sudden, the turnaround in January. Historical turnaround, and they're on the cusp of going into the NBA Finals. Heat at the Celtics Game 6 tonight. In case you're wondering, DraftKings has Boston as an 8.5-point favorite. Seton, what kind of poll question do we have today?
We got a bunch of them for you, Dan.
All righty.
A bunch, by right now I mean two.
Okay.
We have one here from Paulie. If I ran the Pelicans, I would offer Zion a max second contract or try to trade him, maybe a lesser offer.
In case you're wondering, the Pelicans have officially cleared Zion Williamson. I don't know what that means.
Yes.
Zion is eligible for the rookie extension. And that would give him, so it'd be a 5-year deal, about $186 million. So salary for 2023 would be around $32 million. And he said, hey, I couldn't sign it fast enough. So he's entering the final year of his rookie contract this offseason, eligible for a contract extension. I just don't know what's going on in this situation. Do you want him? You going to keep him? Does he want to stay there? He's now finally cleared, even though he was doing 360s, you know, prior to the Pelicans, you know, games that they were playing. Didn't play in the postseason. He suffered that fractured right foot. Didn't play at all in this season. When he does play, puts up incredible numbers. But I don't know what the hesitation here is. If you want to keep him, you got a good roster here. You got a good nucleus. I mean, you can be threatening with Zion, C.J. McCollum. You know, your younger players contributing. I like what I see. I like what I saw this year. Brandon Ingram. I mean, this is a good team. Yeah, Paulie.
Here's a comparison. In his first three seasons, Joel Embiid played 31 total games. Missed his first 2 years, played 31 his third year. Zion Williamson has played 24 games out of 82, 61 out of 82, and 0 out of 82 last year, this past season.
And, you know, both had injuries that are tricky to an athlete, a back and then a foot. Those are things that, you know, that the foot can stay with you, stayed with Bill Walton his entire career. I think it didn't help that he was misdiagnosed with his foot injuries, surgeries. But, you know, Philadelphia was patient with Joel Embiid. But also, factor this in, Philadelphia was patient because they were tanking. It was the process. And they didn't mind being bad. They could wait. New Orleans doesn't have that luxury. They're good. They're a playoff team. They're ready to compete now. And it's not, hey, we want to wait a couple of years. They don't want to wait a couple of years. If you're a valued customer, you deserve a simple gesture of appreciation from your credit card company. That's why Discover matches all the cash back you've earned at the end of your first year. Discover exceptionally common sense. Learn more at discover.com/match. Limitations apply. What's the other poll question there, Seton O'Connor?
More likely to watch this weekend, Champions League or Indy 500?
Well, Champions League is 2 hours.
Yeah, you could pretty much set your watch to it.
Yeah. Liverpool and Real Madrid. I remember when the Indy 500 used to be really big and really important, and you really cared. You know, in the 70s and the 80s, you could name all the winners. Like, it was really important. And then all of a sudden, NASCAR came in mid to late 80s and dominated. And now you have Formula One that's coming in. Younger generation is eating up Formula One. I'm curious about the Indy 500, but I'm not glued to it the way I used to be. It's a long day. It's a long race. And it feels like you could tune in the last 20 laps. It's almost like an NBA game. And you just tune in the final 2 minutes. But although that could take 30 minutes for the final 2 minutes. But I don't know where the Indy 500 ranks now. If you put Daytona 500, Indy 500, you know, Formula One is in Monaco. See, that's another thing. When you have these cities that embrace Formula One, so you get, you know, rich people, good-looking people, great cities, destinations, and it feels sexy. Formula One feels like it's sex. That would be in a movie. And when you're watching it, they kind of have created a TV show. It feels like it's presented to be on TV. Beautiful people, international field. So they're selling it in a unique way, where you can go, hey, the NASCAR is racing at Bristol. You'll go, okay. Indy is racing at aside from the Indy 500. You know, it's not exciting, sexy. Yeah, Paul.
All the F1 drivers look like Daniel Craig in his James Bond role. They're always cool. Well, look really good. But the Indy 500 to me is kind of like the Kentucky Derby. I watch it almost out of obligation to the history of it.
Yeah.
I'll tune in for at least an hour of the Indy 500 and watch a couple hours. Like, it's longer than the race.
Yeah, I'd probably, yes, Todd.
What does it say about a sport if the location and which celebs are showing up seem to be more important than the actual sport?
Well, you don't like Formula One. You don't get Formula One.
I think it's worth
mentioning. But you don't get Formula One.
I don't.
You need to say that.
But I think baseball, basketball, football, there are sports that stand on their own, even though you got to blast music and stuff like that so people don't fall asleep at a baseball game or whatever. But, you know, we're talking all about the beautiful road and the beautiful people and the beautiful Monaco and the countries that they race in.
Well, it is exciting. If you watch, Formula One is exciting. And this TV show on Netflix really opened the eyes of a lot of people, younger people. And I think they do a great job coverage-wise. It's just, it's late getting to the United States. And I remember NBC would have Formula One. And I thought, who's watching Formula One? And it felt like Lewis Hamilton was winning every single year. And you know, that took away some of the drama there. Now it feels like it's a little bit more wide open there. But it's always been there. I just think, we're late to the game. It's like, oh, that's right. But I think Netflix, that show, that really opened the doors and opened eyes there. It's like soccer. You know, the Premier League has been there. I think there's similarities between Formula One and the Premier League. But, you know, if you don't like watching a destination, like that doesn't factor in for you, then, you know, you don't have to watch that. Do you feel like you're being force-fed Formula One? I felt like I was being force-fed soccer. Like, you don't get it. All right. I don't get it. I didn't play it growing up. You know? I knew Pele, you know, Canales, whoever. That's about it.
Great pull.
Thank you.
Giorgio Canales.
Yes. Yes. Yes, Seton.
But that's the weird thing about soccer is that it's kind of like once the bug, you get bitten by it, it sort of takes over your life. So, and maybe it's just because my son plays, but he has two games on Saturday. Then we'll watch the Champions League game. Then we're also going to our local pro team's match. Then the next day, Kieran has a soccer match, and then we're going to watch an academy team play. Like, it takes over, whether it's in your own hometown club or you're watching it on TV. You could watch every day there's another great match on.
Well, it feels like hockey as well. Once you go to a game and you get the bug, then you love it.
Yeah.
Like that's a sport you see in person. It's like those who start playing golf. Once you start to play and you get the bug, then you're obsessed with it. You may not watch it on TV. You may not have wanted to watch it on TV. Once you get the bug, then you want to play constantly. Yes,
you do. And then you find yourself, too, watching, like, just say the way the Premier League ended this year, right? With just this unbelievably dramatic ending. And you're watching these games and you wonder to yourself, how do people not get how exciting this is? You know what I mean? Like, it just doesn't make, because you're like, this is the most thrilling thing I've ever watched. How do people not understand how great this is?
You know? They understand that scenario. It's like playoff hockey where you go,
yeah,
there's nothing better than playoff hockey. There isn't, as far as excitement, but the regular season, you're like, okay, all right. Yeah, Paul.
Another great thing about soccer in America, being a fan, is like the Premier League coverage, it's 7 a.m. till 1 p.m. usually on Saturday and Sunday mornings.
Yeah.
They're not up against anything. They're not against any live American sports. Being 5 or 6 hours ahead of us actually helps. The Champions League final tomorrow is 3 p.m. Eastern.
Mm-hmm.
They're not going to be battling an NBA playoff game, probably. It really helps.
All right, we'll get to phone calls coming up. Mentioned Dale Jr. will join us, and Nick Wright from Fox Sports will stop by as well. Phone number 877-3DP-SHOW, email address dp@danpatrick.com, Twitter handle @DP-SHOW. We'll hear from Steph Curry and Draymond Green coming up in a little bit. James Worthy, the Hall of Famer, has a get-off-my-lawn take. I had that for you. That was spicy. We'll take a break. We're back after this. Dan Patrick Show. Joey Votto was with us yesterday, the Reds first baseman. He was commenting on my hoodie. And I said, well, I can hook you up. And I'm going to send him some Link Soul hoodies. Extra large, by the way. Fritzy got the address there for the Reds' first baseman. They won yesterday, beat the Cubs.
Big time. And he's looking forward to receiving the package.
Thank you, Todd. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 to noon Eastern, or 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Dan Patrick Show at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR. Or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
If you do the quick math, the less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your products or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep, which is obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So reduce your cost. Reduce the headaches. Smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math and see how you'll profit with NetSuite. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial, management, inventory, HR under one platform. And one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud, so there's no hardware required, and you can access from anywhere. So you cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all your major business processes onto one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Right now, backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. So head to netsuite.com/Patrick. netsuite.com/Patrick. Times change. We started out, we were doing the show in my attic. That was for 3 years. Graduated to a man cave of sorts. We were above a bar. And then this man cave. Times change, things change, people change. One thing that doesn't change, the great taste of Miller Lite. Miller Lite has more of the taste you want and less of the stuff that you don't want. It's a beer that strips away everything you don't need and holds on to what matters the most. It's a light beer that tastes like beer. And it's less filling, only 96 calories. They've been doing this since 1975. They have perfected it. Times change, but you can always enjoy the great taste of Miller Lite. Taste like Miller time. You know, that summer afternoon, we're going to be coming into that time of the year, be like, oh, man.
Crack one?
Yes, or two. Miller Lite gets delivered right to your door. MillerLite.com/Patrick. Or you can find it pretty much anywhere that sells beer. And as always, celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories, 3.2 carbs per 12 ounces.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Mike Tirico, Danica Patrick, no relation, Dale Earnhardt Jr., just some of the crew that's going to be covering the Indianapolis 500 on NBC and Peacock coming up this weekend. Junior joins us now. Are you at Indy right now?
I am. I'm in the infield getting ready for we got a practice here coming up in a bit, so getting ready to see a little bit of cars on track.
Do they let you take a spin? Could you take a spin if you wanted to in a car?
I don't think so. I think that at this point in the weekend, the race is Sunday. I think that all those kind of shenanigans. They might be able to happen. That might have been able to happen earlier in the month, but things getting pretty serious now that we're just a few days away.
What's the difference driving wise? If I said you were going to drive NASCAR, Formula One, or Indy?
Well, I think that, you know, to be quite honest with you, I feel like that, you know, F1 has always sort of felt like the most elite form of racing in terms of drivers and you know, where if you're young and you're thinking, man, I want to become a, you know, a championship driver, what form of motorsport would you think is the most elite? I think a lot of people would say F1. IndyCar is making a resurgence in popularity, and the racing and personalities in this sport of IndyCar is on the upswing. So it's having some good momentum right now. And you know, NASCAR is where I grew up in, and I'm always going to have a special place in my heart for stock cars and all the history that my family has in that. But
skill, you know, level wise,
well, I mean, they're all different disciplines. It's kind of, you know, I think if you took the best driver out of each series, they might not have that same success in the other cars because they drive so differently. I know that Formula One and IndyCar are more similar, obviously, than a NASCAR Cup car, but so that would probably be, you know, driving a Cup car would be super foreign, I think, for a guy like Hamilton or Scott Dixon. They would figure it out. They would find a way to become competitive. But we're watching, you know, Jimmy Johnson struggle in IndyCar, seven-time champion in NASCAR. And that shows that, you know, you just don't unplug from one series and plug into the other one and become successful right away. You almost have to grow up from the very beginning, early stages of your life at 5-10 years old, and have that decision of where you want to go in that moment, right? And be working toward that goal and living that goal your whole life to, you know, you don't start at 35 years old and decide you're going to be an IndyCar champion. You know, yeah, that starts at 5, 10, 15 years old.
What if you told your dad at age 18, hey, I'm going to do IndyCar?
Yeah, I think he would probably think that's impossible because I had no connections. I had no networking. He knew nothing about that type of racing and how would I get involved? How would I start to create that path for myself? So, and, you know, we were so entrenched in stock cars that would probably be very impractical for me.
But can those skills be, like, did you get those from your father, or do you get it from driving?
Well, I think that there are some things you're born with that actually help, you know, absolutely help you, different attributes, you know, physical attributes and whatnot, you know, great peripheral vision and things like that. So there are some things you're born with, but I think that when you are born into a situation where you're around it all the time and you're observing as a child what you're seeing on the racetrack or what your father might be doing, if you grow up around the racetrack, you attain a lot of knowledge at a very young age about what you're seeing. And, you know, so when you jump into a race car, even at a young age, it all makes sense because you saw it happen. So things come to you quicker. Your learning curve is much less steep when you grow up around the racetrack as a child.
Yeah. I'm curious about Formula One, that TV show on Netflix kind of opened the door for people to kind of understand, like, it became younger demo seems to be like, wow, that's kind of cool. That, like, can it be based off of that, a TV show that all of a sudden, I mean, Formula One's been around for decades.
Yeah.
And it feels like people, you know, it became an overnight success.
It really did. That certainly is what happened. And it has made, you know, Formula One, like you say, it was already a global iconic brand. And at least I can say in the United States that the Netflix series has made many more fans for Formula One. A lot of people are watching Formula One in the United States that never watched it before because of that series. And that has really opened the eyes, I think, of all motorsports, NASCAR, IndyCar. How can we sort of recreate that same magic? And there are a lot of things happening behind the scenes where I think NASCAR is, I know in the inner circles of NASCAR, they're trying to work on some similar, you know, content that might have the same impact on fan engagement. So it's, Formula One's incredible, but I think that the series really brought that to everybody's living room and allowed people easy access to just how special that series and those cars and drivers are.
But
forms of motorsports can follow suit.
Could you do Indy cars, in the United States and have tracks just like you have in Formula One?
What do you mean?
That you just set up, maybe expanded, I should say.
Well, yeah, I mean, they can build a street course pretty much anywhere. Formula One has so much leverage, of course these, cities like Miami would love to have Formula One come compete there. So they'd do anything, right? They'll make it happen.
Yeah.
It needs to happen. So I don't know, NASCAR and IndyCar, they have some leverage. NASCAR's had some conversations with Chicago about having a street course there, around the old stadium. And so it's, everybody's having to think outside the box. NASCAR went to the Coliseum to race. I never thought I'd see that. And over in LA. So I think the pandemic has really made everybody open up to anything's possible. We shouldn't be really kind of stuck to our traditions and what we think is our lane, right? We can really kind of let's go outside our lane a little bit and do some things that people thought we'd never do. And we're starting to see that a little bit with NASCAR, especially.
Dale Jr. will be part of NBC Sports coverage of the greatest spectacle in racing alongside Danica Patrick and Mike Tirico. Coverage gets underway at 11 a.m. Eastern on NBC and Peacock. Did you ever have any issue with Danica Patrick? Any run-ins?
No. Danica used to drive for me at Junior Motorsports for a couple years before she went into the Cup Series. So we had dinner, me, her, and Mike had dinner last night, and I was telling her, I remember when she was running the Atlantic Series, and that's when I first saw her race, because those were on television, and I thought, man, she's so good, and I couldn't wait for her to move up into IndyCar, and I was a fan of Danica's way back then, and when she decided to come to NASCAR, we were the team that she chose to do that. To try that challenge with. And so we were kind of lucky because she made our company at Junior Motorsports a lot better. The experience, she was good. We had some great runs and she was competitive. And then she moved on to Cup and drove for Stuart Haas and the rest is history. But, yeah, we never had any problems on the racetrack. I raced with her a few times, but we did have one at Kentucky. I ran out of brakes. the brakes were we were having an issue.
How do you run out of brakes?
Well, the brakes cooked. Like I got either a bunch of debris on the grill or whatever, and it cooked the brake fluid, and so the brake pedal would go to the floor, and the brakes would not slow down the car. And so I was falling back through the pack, and I had been running behind her for a little while, and I was running, we went into a corner, and she slowed down for the corner, and I didn't, and I ran in the back of her and put her in the fence, and we ran into each other on pit road. She was mad. And she got out of the car and was like, I don't know what he was doing. But I told her afterwards, I said, man, I didn't have any brakes, couldn't stop. I had, you were in front of me and I hit you. And it was just a bad deal. She's like, if you didn't have any brakes, you should have got off the track. She was right.
You didn't have any, like emergency blinkers that you can put on in your NASCAR.
There was nothing I could do. I didn't think other than get off the racetrack. Sometimes you try to do whatever you can to stay out there and compete. But that was the only time I can remember us ever really having any kind of on track, disagreement.
The noise of Daytona as opposed to Indy. What's the difference?
The noise?
The sound.
Oh, man. I mean, the cars sound completely different. The Indy cars are flying. You know, they're doing 245 miles an hour almost at the end of the back straightaway in qualifying.
Wow.
And I'll be on the Peacock pit box at the end of turn one, at the end of pit road in turn one, and the cars are coming by. They look like airplanes going right, you know, that are floating across the ground. That's really what they look like. They have a lot of similarities in shape and so forth. And so they kind of look like fighter jets going around the racetrack, and the speed is insane. So
how much faster can they go?
Probably, I mean, they could probably go a lot faster. I mean, yeah, I don't know, 250, 260, they could probably go quite a bit faster. There's really no.
What's the fastest you've driven an Indy car?
I've never drove an Indy car, but I ran 220 at Michigan in a cup car at the end of the straightaway in probably 2008 or so. They repaved Michigan, and we were flying around that racetrack, averaging about a 204, 205 lap. So 220 at the end of the straight. You really can't tell the difference.
That's what I was going to ask you, because sometimes baseball players will go, I'll say 95 miles an hour and then 100 miles an hour. How much of a difference?
Yeah, it feels like once you're around 180, it all feels the same from that point on. Now, I don't know. 240 might feel quite a bit different than 180. I never went 240, but yeah, 200, 180 to 220, it's all kind of the same, really. It all slows down, and if you're running lap after lap after lap, and you know, mentally you start to sort of slow everything down in your mind.
How important is your eyesight? Having good eyesight, being a driver?
Super important, because the tracks have a bunch of imperfections in them, cracks, seals, like little lines where they've sealed the track, bumps and cracks and whatever, right? And there's the apron, the white line or yellow line down there below that you want to put the car. You really want to put this car within inches. You're trying to hit marks really that are so specific. And if visually you can't see all of those things, you're really at a disadvantage. So when I was a cup racer, having great 20/20 vision, not needing, you know, glasses or contacts or anything, I thought was an advantage. And when my sight, you know, when I turned 40 and my eyesight started changing, when I started holding my phone further and further out, and then my arms were no longer long enough, that became a disadvantage. You really, you know, you see drivers like Joe Logano and Harvick wearing glasses now in the car. Well, it's because they can't, you have to read the dash better to be able to see the digital dash and all the things much clearer, but also to be able to see some of the specific nuances of the surface of the racetrack, because you really want to try to make sure you're putting your car exactly to the inch of where you want to be in those corners.
Maybe we create a shield for the helmet that's prescription.
That'd be nice. Yeah, I mean, I think that some of these guys are getting up toward their 40s or even over 40 years old are going to need some. They probably, some of them more, will need glasses and they don't even know it. I didn't know I need glasses till I picked up my mom's one day and I was like, "Holy moly, this is like HD. What have I been doing?"
Oh, by the way, I have the accident with you and Danica.
Oh, you got it.
So she said to her team, go bleep yourself. I mean, really, if you don't have any brakes, why would you drive in underneath me? Weren't you thinking about that? Maybe the corner before that? What a ass bleep.
Yeah.
Ouch. That's it.
Yeah. Hey, when we climb in that car and put a helmet on, we're all drivers. And we all have bad, bad language. So that was...
Well, be careful with your language this weekend, though, Junior, okay?
I will. I won't have to worry about it. I ain't putting a helmet on this weekend.
Well, you're next to Danica. I just don't want something, you know, if you bump into her...
I just told you we went to dinner last night.
Okay.
We're all friends now.
All right. Okay. All right. Hey, thanks for joining us. Tell Danica and Tariqa we said hello.
I will. Good to talk to you.
Thank you,
good
buddy. That's Dale Jr. He'll be part of the NBC Sports coverage of the greatest spectacle in racing. It starts at 11 a.m. Eastern. That'll be coming up this weekend. Peacock, NBC. Always good to talk to Junior. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Hey, it's Ben, host of The Fifth Hour with Ben Maller. It would mean a lot to have you join us on our weekly auditory journey. You're asking, what in God's name is The Fifth Hour? I'll tell you, it's a spinoff of The Ben Maller Show, a cult hit overnights on FSR. Why should you listen? Picture, if you will, a world where we chat with captains of industry in media, sports, and more every week. Explore some amazing facts about human nature and more. Listen to The Fifth Hour with Ben Maller on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back. Plus, no payments for 90 days. And take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Justin Timberlake has joined the ranks of major musicians who have sold their music catalog. Anybody want to take a guess what Justin Timberlake's catalog is worth? This is an estimate according to the Wall Street Journal. Paulie?
I've seen a few of them, like $150 million. I would say $80 million.
$80 million. Todd?
$75 million.
Seton?
This is just his solo music.
Yeah.
$76 million.
I see what you're doing. Yeah. Marvin?
I'm going to go 95.
$100 million. Justin Timberlake.
Is the move there that you get it all up front and like they use your music in movies and TV shows and your estate will get money forever? We like, don't worry about estate. I'll take it now.
Yeah. Paulie has a game here. Guess who took the most threes team-wise. Guess who took the least amount of threes. But that also leads me to a question I have for Nick Wright, the popular co-host of First Things First on Fox Sports 1. We'll play the game, Nick. But also, what about this next year? What if we had a no three-point line for one night in the NBA? Like, every game there's no three-pointers. We remove it just to see how the game is played.
Oh, I like that idea. I like the idea that many have postulated, which is make the arc an actual arc so it would extend out of bounds, right? So you wouldn't have the corner threes anymore. Kurt Goldsberry had the single best idea, which is each team gets to draw the three-point line where they want on their own court, like baseball teams do with the fences. Yeah. So if you don't want to have one, you don't have one. If you want to have it at the NCAA line, you have it at the NCAA line. If you want to have it 35 feet out because you're the Hawks and you have Trae Young and you're like, we're the only guy team that can hit those, I'm good with that. I like those ideas. I really like the idea of turning the three-point line into something like a baseball stadium's outfield. I think that's a fun wrinkle.
Okay. Paulie, are we going to do most threes or least threes first?
Let's go with which NBA team attempted the most three-pointers per game in the 2021-22 season.
Nick, I'll let you start. You're the guest.
Oh, in the regular season?
Yeah.
I'm going to guess Utah.
All right.
Utah is second.
Oh, that was going to be my pick. Seton?
Well, it feels kind of obvious, so it must be wrong, but the Warriors?
Yeah,
no,
I thought
definitely
it.
Definitely
not. Not them. Marv?
I'm going to say the Hawks.
Ooh. Paulie?
Nope, they're not even in the top five.
Todd?
Memphis.
Also not in the top five.
Can I say something?
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Where are the Warriors?
Does your crew watch sports?
No.
Okay.
No.
Hey, these are some bad guesses, boys.
The Hawks are 18th.
Is it the Rockets?
It's the Minnesota Timberwolves, number one. 41 threes per game.
You do have Karl Anthony Towns taking 6 three-pointers a night. Golden State is third. Yes.
Oh, third. Okay.
Yeah.
That's not a terrible guess.
So the least attempted threes.
Okay. There's a hint. The team took only 28 threes per game. Their best player is known.
Well, no. Okay. No hints yet. Nick, I'll start with you. The team that attempted.
Well, that half hint is now messing with my brain. I don't even.
Not a hint.
I think he was going to say their best player is known for shooting threes, yet they shot the fewest. It's obvious. I was going to say San Antonio because Popovich was late to the game on the three. I don't know who shot the fewest. It would be a bad team.
Right.
I do know that. It's a bad team.
All right. Todd, you want to guess?
I'm going to say the Rockets.
Rockets are fourth in the most.
Yeah, were you just listening?
I said the Rockets were one of my guesses, and I'm brilliant.
Seton?
How about the Phoenix Suns?
All right.
Suns are a good, decent guess. They're fifth from the bottom.
Marv?
The Heat?
Talking about the Heat?
Well, the Heat.
I'm going to go the Knicks.
You're all very wrong. The hint is their best player is known for not taking threes.
Oh. Well, that would be the Heat with Jimmy Butler.
It's the Chicago Bulls.
Chicago Bulls.
DeMar DeRozan. Okay.
Yeah, the only guy on that team that shot threes was LaVine.
All right, let's talk about your Mavericks. I mentioned earlier in the show that there are playoff losses that are not equal. Like Phoenix, you got to be disappointed if you're a Phoenix Suns fan. If you're a Dallas fan, I mean, you may be disappointed with last night, but there seems to be more hope that you're building on something. So what do you think happens next for the Dallas Mavericks?
Well, listen, I think this was a wildly successful season, but I also think they have very tough choices, which is they might have to choose to take a slight step back, Dan, because I don't think Jalen Brunson is worth $28 million a year. Someone's going to offer Jalen 4 for $100. Around there, that's $25 million a year for your crew that doesn't watch basketball and I assume can't do basic math, but that's what it would be.
Wow.
I'm taking a lot of shots here, guys. My apologies. It's Friday. I lost a lot of money on this series.
How much did you lose on the Mavs?
I mean, it
$5,000?
You're talking about last night or total in the series?
Total in the series.
More than 5, less than 10. However, it's really the unrealized gains. I was looking at a smooth $72,000, Dan, if the Mavs. Well, it was going to be 72 if they won the title. It was going to be 38 if they made the finals with a less than $3,000 total risk outlay.
Okay.
So, I mean, it was the unrealized gains. I'm like, you know, one of the many crypto folks that feels like I was so close to being rich and now I'm not. But that's neither here nor there. So to answer your question, I wouldn't tie myself to Jalen Brunson as Luka's co-star. I don't think he's good enough to be Luka's co-star. So I think you might have to take a step back keep flexibility until you find the right co-star. And so when I picked the Mavs on this show and others to make the finals a couple months ago, I said it's going to be like LeBron in 07 with that Cavs team. But if you remember, that Cavs team never made the finals. They 08, 09, 2010, they had LeBron. They couldn't find the right pieces. They never made the finals. So that's team-wise. Individually, Luka got banged on for his defense like he wasn't trying. The Luka's below average defensively, but it's not for lack of effort. It is because he's not in good enough shape. And he does so much on offense, he rests on defense. So he's 23 years old. I understand the man likes some beers and some hookah. I get it. Which of us didn't at 23? But he's got to get in better shape. He should be right now the second best player in basketball. He needs to get in better shape so he can be better on that end of the court.
Who is the second best player in basketball?
It might be Luka. Giannis is clear number one. Yes. Steph is so impactful, and he keeps winning. Durant, it's weird. Durant's better than Steph, but Steph's had a better career. I think Luka's the second best player in the league, but I can't prove it.
But you know
what, believe it to be true, but I can't prove it.
Why do we always hesitate with Steph Curry? Like we still don't want to go, he's in the top five or top three, or he's great. It feels like we hesitate, maybe having a hard time defining his greatness for some reason.
Well, I think missing the playoffs in back-to-back years, you know, in your early 30s didn't help. I mean, that did just happen.
They had injuries.
Yeah, but last year he was there. The first year he had, you know, the world's worst hand injury. That wasn't the Warriors tanking at all because they knew they couldn't win. But last year, you know, and he lost back-to-back play-in games. That hurts him. But now I know the new thing is Steph's top 10. Steph's top 10 all time. He's top 10 all time. And it's not an outrageous statement. The problem is, in order for Steph to be in the top 10, you must have a 12-person top 10. Because there's simply LeBron, Kareem, Michael, Magic, Wilt, Russell, you're at 6. Kobe, Duncan, Bird, you're at 9. So for Steph to be in the top 10, he must be better than everyone I haven't listed. So that's better than Shaq, that's better than Hakeem, that's better than Dr. J, not to mention KD, Giannis, Moses, those guys. So, listen, I think he's 12th, whether he wins this title or not. I think it's going to be I think it's hard, though. He's going to jump Shaq? I don't know. I don't think Steph Curry's better than Shaq. I don't. I think Steph Curry's amazing. I don't think he's better than Shaq. I certainly don't think he's better than Hakeem.
Yeah, but it's tricky with these lists because I think it has to start 1980 on. I think you have to do, you know, the TV era. I think you got to be fair to everybody involved here.
Okay, so listen, it's very interesting you said 1980 on. So on a very popular, I don't know if you've heard of it, new podcast called What's Right with Nick Wright, they're doing the 50 greatest players of the last 50 years, and it's a countdown 50 to 1, so it's Kareem to now. I don't know that you have to start with the TV era. I think Kareem's rookie year to now is fair because that gets you Kareem, that gets you Dr. J, that gets you Rick Barry, gets you Elvin Hayes to now. So if we were to do that, then Steph Curry's top 10. He's top 10 of the last 50. I think he's 10th, but he's top 10 of the last 50. I think that's fair.
When are you doing your top 10? Or have you done your top 10 on that show?
Not a subscriber, not a viewer on YouTube, not a subscriber on the old iTunes feed.
No, I like to talk to you. Like tonight, I'll talk to you at dinner.
Oh, you brought up dinner first. Oh, fancy that. Who lost that bet? And guys in the back.
But I didn't lose a bet if I get to go to dinner with you.
Oh, that's it. I meant who lost the bet on if I was going to bring up dinner first. I meant a bet about the bet. We are going to dinner because you foolishly picked the Suns.
Well, I just did that for content, Nick. That was content.
Oh, okay.
No, I wanted Luka to win.
No, that's interesting.
I
hope the audience knows. Dan gives you takes for content. They're not what he truly believes in his marrow and his soul.
I wouldn't be the only host who does that.
Well, the only host I would associate with, tell you that much, right now. What was the question you had asked me? I had forgotten.
Your top 10 on your show.
Oh, when is it coming out? So players, it comes out every Sunday. We are getting into the top 20. We're doing, I think, 21, 20, and 19 this Sunday, and then next Sunday, you know, so on and so forth. We'll do three per day until we get to the top 10. So over the next few weeks.
The Joker has reaffirmed his long-term commitment to Denver, clearing the way to sign a $260 million Supermax in the offseason. That, according to Shams.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
Has anyone ever turned down the Supermax on their first real bite at the massive money Apple? I mean, no, of course. And they're a good team. And with the Jamal Murray's good, maybe a touch overrated, but good. And Michael Porter Jr., if healthy, could be their hope is this, that Michael Porter Jr. can be the second best player. Jamal Murray, if he's your third best player, you can win a title. But the question is Michael Porter Jr. and his health and his back, all that's very concerning. But they are now going to be locked. That's their team. Joker's going to be making $50 million. They paid Porter Jr. early when they didn't need to, when the questions were about his back. He's making $30 million, and I think Jamal's making about $30 million. That's probably why they didn't have the money to pay their GM. The GM left. He's like, yeah, you got money for the players. They don't got money for me. I found the player, so he's out of there. But, yeah, they'll be good. I don't think they'll win the title.
Explain the Celtics' turnaround in mid-January.
I can't. It's Ime Udoka, credit to him. Credit to Smart, Tatum, and Brown for staying together. Do you remember Marcus Smart had that odd quote where he was like, essentially it was, Jason Tatum needs to pass the ball more.
Yeah.
It's Marcus Smart's time to cook. And that could have ripped a team apart. Credit to him for a good trade deadline move. Credit to Brad Stevens for attaching a pick to Kemba Walker to bring in Al Horford, a move that I didn't totally understand. I'm like, Al Horford? But Al Horford's been invaluable to them. They've developed their players well. Robert Williams, when he's been healthy, has been excellent. I didn't see this one coming at all. Now, don't put it past the Celtics to blow a 3-2 lead in the conference finals. They love doing that. However, usually LeBron's the reason for it. If the Celtics, you know how they named all these trophies? You have the Larry Bird trophy now, the Magic Johnson trophy, Bob Cousy. If the Celtics lose, if they end up losing this conference finals, which I don't think they will, do you think they'll name the Eastern Conference runner-up trophy after the Celtics?
Wow.
Because they keep getting it.
Wow. That's a shot.
Yeah, sorry. I'm not a fan. The Celtic fans, man. Ugh.
What about?
I can't believe they're going to get this.
Do you think Jordan is bothered that he got left out?
So isn't that interesting? So I was thinking, I was like, three greatest players ever, LeBron, Kareem, and Jordan. None of them got anything named after him. But then I was like, no, Kareem has the Social Justice Award named after him. So LeBron and Jordan not having anything named after him feels odd to me. I also felt like Eastern Conference MVP, Eastern Conference MVP and Western Conference MVP should have been Kobe and LeBron. I was surprised. Maybe they didn't want to give it to an active player. It felt like that was a weird, because the MVP, they gave it to Cousy and was it Elgin? Elgin was in the Western Conference Finals three times. I think he only won it twice. Like, I love Elgin, but it was an odd choice there. And Cousy's fine. I'm sure it made Mad Dog happy. But I would have thought it should have been LeBron and Kobe for those two.
I like Chris Broussard's take, though, on Cousy and that he was sticking up for the old school basketball player. You know, J.J. Redick called out Mad Dog Russo and said that basically Bob Cousy was playing against, what, firemen and policemen or whatever.
Plumbers or whatever.
Yeah,
here's
plumbers.
The thing. Here's what I believe. I believe that both of these things can be true. I truly believe that if you took Bob Cousy in his form at his apex of basketball and dropped him into today's NBA or today's world, he could not get a Division I scholarship. I believe that. I also believe he's one of the 30 greatest players ever. Just like Jesse Owens could not qualify for the finals of the latest NCAA championships, but he might be the greatest track and field athlete ever, or certainly one of the greatest. Both of those things can be true. And it's what, to me, it's unfair. So J.R. Smith is better than the majority of people Bob Cousy played against, but that doesn't mean J.R. Smith's better than Bob Cousy. Like, I just don't think it's fair to analyze things that way. You can only compete against your era. And so I think JJ was half right on Kuzi, but also way wrong.
I'll leave you with this. You can sign one of the two long term.
Okay.
James Harden or Kyrie Irving?
Kyrie. Because Kyrie is still very good. He's just a pain in the ass and he's unreliable. I don't know if Harden's good anymore. Like, I'd rather deal with, it's like someone's like, hey, who do you want? They're both free agents. Who do you want to sign to a long-term broadcasting deal? Nick Wright, uber talented, but a bit of a wild card, not that reliable, kind of a pain in the ass to work with. Or Dan Patrick, clearly past his prime. Like, what are you going to do in that spot? And neither's great, but I think people probably are like, give me the young talent.
That's a hypothetical, though, right?
Well, I'm not a free agent anytime soon. I don't know about you.
But past his prime thing. I mean,
he's still a good actor.
Yeah. Well, according to your wife.
No, she said you were good looking.
Oh. Not past my prime there.
Okay. No, that's a weird thing. You're better looking now. I don't mind complimenting your looks. You're an objectively handsome man. Just like you're objectively used to be a better broadcaster.
Okay.
And now you've got these guys telling you the Houston Rockets don't shoot threes. I mean, you can only carry this squad so far.
That's what's amazing. I'm doing what LeBron did with the Cavaliers.
You know what? Not the 07 Cavs, but the 2018 Cavs. Also an older LeBron. People question, was he past his prime? Then it's like, could anyone else have taken these guys this far? You know what? I take it back.
Okay.
Excited to see you at dinner tonight.
By the way, I just don't want to overdress or underdress, because last time you came in with a full-length red coat.
No, I was wearing
you look
a nice
like Lenny
coat.
Kravitz. You look like Lenny Kravitz.
I was wearing a nice coat. It was chilly out.
I know.
I am leaving dinner and driving straight to a casino in Philadelphia. So I'm going to be dressed in gambling attire. So there's going to be a little jewelry. You're seeing I'm wearing some of it now already. There's going to be a lot of cash in my pocket and, you know, some nice jeans, nice shoes, and ready to roll, man. Ready to roll.
And I'm picking up the tab.
Damn straight.
Yeah.
And you're taking me to a mutton chop house. I said a Wagyu beef. And you're like, hey, where's some sheep we can get?
I look forward to breaking bread with you tonight.
You too. I can go earlier too. I know guys your age, they tend to want to get.
We're
in
going at 6 o'clock. That's early enough.
Okay. Yeah.
That's early enough. All right. Talk to you then. That's Nick Wright. First things first.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
The utterly inspired all-electric EQE sedan from Mercedes-Benz. With hundreds of customizable comfort settings inside the cabin, it's the EV that recharges you. The vehicle is all electric. The feeling is all Mercedes. Learn more at mbusa.com/EQE.
Managing your diabetes just got easier. The powerful new Dexcom G7 lets you see your glucose numbers on your compatible watch and phone without finger sticks. And because Dexcom G7 is the most accurate CGM system, you can be confident in your food, exercise, and medication decisions. And all those decisions can lead to big results, like more time in range and lower A1C. Get started at Dexcom.com.
Dexcom data on file 2023. If your glucose alerts and readings from the G7 do not match symptoms or expectations, use a blood glucose meter to make diabetes treatment decisions. For a list of compatible devices, visit Dexcom.com/compatibility.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back, plus no payments for 90 days, and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.